welcome to the Warriors. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Safe to say you're thankful to be here today, then.
Definitely. I'm just blessed to get back on the court. You know, I joke about the D-League and everything like that, but I was just happy to be able to play a sport that I love, you know.
I guess you could have gone overseas and made a lot more money, right? I mean,
yeah.
Than the D-League. I mean, staying in the D-League is all about keeping the NBA dream alive. Is that what it's about?
That plus my grandmother just passed. My mom, she just got over fighting cancer, so I didn't want to be over the water and couldn't get back, you know. And the main reason for me to get back on this court is because my two oldest daughters have seen me play, and my three-year-old hasn't seen me on the court. She saw me on YouTube highlights, but she hasn't been at the games. So that's one of my motivations.
How old is your oldest?
Three. I mean, my oldest is 14.
14.
Yeah. Okay. And already 6 foot. Yeah. This is our first year playing basketball.
It's
all me.
All right, because mom is normal size.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I don't think anybody in her family broke over 6'4". So it's definitely all me.
All right, man. Strong genes, man.
Yeah.
But what are your memories about the last time you were here? How things have changed?
My memories the last time I was here, I was only here for a little bit. You know, I really wanted to be here longer, but with the injury I had, they told me that it would be better off me having my surgery early than waiting till my Achilles rupture and then having the surgery. Everybody was still working hard. You know, the young guys were still learning, and they was trying to get their work ethic right. We were fighting injuries when I was here last time. But it seems like the chemistry here is a lot better now. You know, it's a lot of young guys, but it seems like they're willing to listen more. You know, when I first got here the first time, some of the young guys act like they already knew what was going on. And these young guys seem like they're willing to listen to what some of the veteran big guys are saying and listen to what the coaches are saying.
There's been more Gatorade call-ups this year than any other year. Do you think the line is slowly being blurred between the two leagues?
I think it's just because of the lockout. I think it's so many games pushed in a little bit of time that you have so many injuries that you have to have guys come up and just for your key players to get some time to rest and recover, you know. But at the same time, I think it gave the opportunity for everybody to see that talent is in a D-League, you know. Actually, they told us to stop calling it a D-League, a developmental league. Don't put a letter on it because then it seems like you're giving it a grade. And, instead of being an A or B,
right,
it's a D. You know, so they told us don't call it D-League anymore. So developmental league.
Okay, that's an outstanding nugget, man.
Yeah.
That's good. Did they send a memo out for that?
Actually, I was the spokesman for but right before I had my injury, I was a spokesman, and I was doing like a Miller Lite dream draft, I think that's what they called it.
All right.
And I started off my speech with talking about when I played in the D-League, and a lady beside me just tapped me on the shoulder like, "We don't call it that anymore." I was like, "Okay, my bad. Okay, what should I call it?"
You know. Played in Roanoke.
You're right, that's just, hey, when I played in this league, I just called this league good.
Hey man, how's the Python collection, man? I mean,
with the 3-0, I had to get rid of all of my gators and my snakes. Yeah, I'm gonna wait till she gets a little older and then start back, you know.
You don't have one right now.
One at all. I took them all back to the pet store that I bought them from and told them to, you know, sell them, give them a good home. Because I don't want to be on the road and get a call saying, "Hey, one of your snakes got out," and I'm not trying to put them back, you know. And the baby is only 3, so I don't want her waking up with a python wrapped around us. That's not a good thing.
Well, you see, the problem in Florida is that people own these snakes, and then when they get too big, they just put them outside.
Yeah, just put them outside. I don't want that on my conscience. Plus, I don't want my neighbors coming up choked out at night because one of my snakes tried to wander back. You know, that's not cool at all.
But as soon as she is big enough, you're going back to the reptile rider.
If she likes them, you know, I don't know if she My 3-year-old is very curious. So I don't know if she'll try to pull it out the cage at any time, or, you know, I don't know if she's going to stay that way. But if she's calm and she wants to learn about them, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You got a pretty big fraternity, not only in basketball but in sports. I mean, I meet a lot of cats who like the reptiles.
Yeah.
Keep the reptiles. You have a lot of friends who do this thing?
Nah. I'm from down south, so a couple of guys tried it, but most of my friends are terrified of snakes. Because, I mean, you know, southern guys, you've learned in church that that's evil, you know, and from the older people that that's evil. Yeah. But it's an animal. You know, I believe in God. I'm not inviting evil in my house by having snakes. I've had that conversation with a lot of people. It's just one of God's creatures. I mean, there's no symbol to it. That's just like saying that I believe in that black cats are unlucky.
Yeah, I got you.
I believe in God, nothing else than that, you know. So, I mean, and some people are very superstitious down south. So, if I have a snake in my house, they're like, nah, I'm not coming in.
Not feeling that.
No, I've even had to put blankets over my tanks for people to come in the house, and they still don't want to come in.
Oh,